Photos: anonymous donor again gives $3,000 to bless children with disabilities, a ray of sunshine. By Amy Furr on December 6, 2022. An anonymous donor had a special surprise for the Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center on Monday that will bless children in Evansville, Indiana. The donor, who goes by the name Pete, has given the center over $100,000 annually for the past 32 years. The Evansville Courier and Press reported Tuesday. According to Easter Seals spokeswoman Megan Irish, he left a red truck stuffed with $3,100 bills outside the nonprofit's headquarters that morning. For the 32nd year, our beloved anonymous donor who refers to himself as Pete left a generous donation to provide gifts to children with disabilities from families in need, the center wrote in a social media post. Images showed staff members pulling off the red tissue paper inside a white gift bag to reveal the little red truck, decorated with Christmas lights, and the cash that was nestled in the truck bed. A note inside read, "You will hear from me again. Pete." Pete's support means so much to us and his giving spirit continues to inspire others throughout the holiday season. Thank you so much, Pete. The center's post continued. Social media followers expressed their joy over the gift. One person writing, "A ray of sunshine today for sure." While another said, "God bless Pete." The money always goes toward gifts and services to help children living with disabilities, and staff members will deliver the special items to their families for Christmas. Irish said, thanks to the combined generosity of Pete and others in the community, more than 140 children served by Easter Seals will receive assistance this year. Gifts will range from toys, books and games to socks, shoes and winter coats. No one at the center knows the donor's true identity because the community has kept it a secret for years. According to its website, the Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center's mission is to make profound, positive differences in the lives of local people every day, and to change the way our community defines and views disability.